what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is Tan Talk Radio.
All right, your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Yvonne Madison and Dawn Reese. Take it away, ladies.
Hi, thank you, Peter. We're super excited because yes. We have a treat. We have a treat for you all, and we've got some great music. And let me introduce Randy. He's on the line. Rockin' Randy, I call, but Randy and Dawn and Yvonne's segment. Randy, are you there?
Hi, Randy.
Is he on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're doing good.
And Randy's calling from Tennessee. How's it doing out there with the fires?
Oh, boy.
Fires are good. It's a little cold tonight, though.
Okay, so they've calmed down a lot as well?
Yeah, everything's calmed down. We had some good rain and put a lot of fires out here in Tennessee in the Nashville area. So everything is really great. It's a little cool tonight, but going to be in the 70s tomorrow. So we're looking for a beautiful day here in Tennessee tomorrow.
Very nice. Now, Randy, introduce these wonderful guys here that are in the station with us and with their music. And I think Peter's getting ready for their CD in a second. But introduce who they are.
We have Jess McIntyre, one of America's greatest songwriters, sitting there next to you. And JD was probably one of the best guitar players in Nashville I've ever heard. And these two guys together make the America's U.S. Route 66 band. They are awesome. And you guys got a real treat having them in your studio today. They're awesome guys. And we're doing a lot right now for the Route 66 project for the Billboard Association. And Jess will explain more of that to you guys tonight.
Very cool. So say hello. You've got the mic here. Say hello, Jess.
Hello.
We have to bring it over by you. So while my husband's coming in to help us with another headset here, we need one more headset, dear. And so tell us, let's see, the song that we're going to play first while we get our headsets, what one are we going to play on your CD?
I think he's going to play Old Route 66. It's one that Loretta wrote for the project. Loretta Lynn is an endorser of the project.
That is awesome. But can I tell you, you like that? That's from See's Candy from Chris.
That's what I thought. <laughs> Oh my.
Yeah, you know what? It's really cool. I have to say that. I love that movie with Loretta Lynn, you know, The Coal Miner's Daughter.
Mm. Great movie.
One of my favorites of all time. And Sissy Spacek did an awesome job acting. I even told Randy, I said, we need to get Loretta Lynn on one of these times, you know, because she's such a legend as well.
Yes.
She is. She very well is a legend.
Wow. And it must be an honor to work with her.
It is.
Yeah. Are you related to her?
Great songwriter. Oh, no.
Just works with her.
No, if I was, she'd probably kill me.
But you are related to somebody else.
Well, if I tell you that, I'll have to kill you, too.
So. Oh, I have to.
So we won't.
You can tell her what it is.
We won't go
there.
Well,
can I say something? Can I say something? I love her clothing line. That is my favorite all time in Dillard's and in Crackle Barrel. They'll give you a hint.
She's talking about Victoria's Secret in the mall.
Now, people are going to ask me, okay, is the last name Jess McIntyre, you know, related to anybody in the industry?
I used to be, but they got famous on me.
That's a little hint out there. And in the meantime, let's go to that song, Route 66, because, you know, my parents would tell me, Don, we're driving down Route 66.
Oh, yes.
All the time.
That's a famous route. Remember.
Well, get in this limousine and let's go again. Come on.
Limousine?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, we blew through Chicago when the moon was shining bright. Headed west on a road of solid gold, we drove on through the night. Well, we're not city slickers, just hillbillies from the sticks. But we sing our songs riding along old Route 66. We love this old highway, she's the mother of them all. When that engine starts in this old car, I swear I hear her call. Broke down in Amarillo, but as soon as we get fixed, get a tank of gas and we'll get right back on old Route 66. Well, it got us up and running. We're California. Kentucky bound. They say the sun shines all the time. I'm putting that hammer down. Gonna buy me a brand new limousine, one I don't have to fix. And we'll sing our songs, riding along on old Route 66. We love this old highway, she's the mother of them all. When that engine starts, this old car, I swear I hear her call. We broke down in Amarillo, but as soon as we got fixed, a tank of gas, we got right back on old Route 66. Them all. When I crank that brand new engine up, I know I'll hear her call. 'Cause I bought that brand new limousine, gonna take us another trip. And we'll sing our songs, riding along on old Route 66. Yeah, we'll sing our songs, riding along on old Route 66. Wake up, Loretta. We finally made it to California.
Really?
Yep, and I bought that brand new limousine.
Did you really?
Yeah,
All right.
Let's head back to Chi-Town. Come on, let's go.
All right.
We'll stop in Barstow and eat some good old pork chops and eggs with my cousin Joe.
Why not?
I really like singing this song you wrote. What's it called?
Called... Oh, Route 66. I'm sorry. shoot. Okay. Wow, I feel like I'm at one of those little places on Route 66, like Crackle Barrel or something, listen to the music.
What's going on in Route 66 now?
Well, what they're doing is there's pockets of groups and there's some organizations and all the associations, they're tying them all together.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on tying them all together to make that the longest tourist attraction in America.
Okay.
Because there's some wonderful things to see out there. When Route 66 was set in place, of course, commerce was a big deal. So they're trying to, they've even repaved some.
They're trying to revive it, right?
Yeah. They're trying to bring it back to its heyday.
Yes.
You know, and let the people come out and see what they got. And there's already a lot of great shops and things to do.
How long is the route?
It's 2,400 miles. 2,448 miles. There's approximately 1,800, I think, 1,800 to 2,200 miles of it left.
All right.
You know, that you can still travel.
So. Mm-hmm.
Not bad, huh?
Beautiful.
But I also heard, Randy, you're still on the line. You're talking about doing a tour concert as well, correct?
Yeah, we've got that in the works. Jess hasn't really heard about that yet, but yes, we have a concert for over in Europe. But yes, we're getting ready to do a tour from Chicago to Missouri to Oklahoma to Texas to Arizona and New Mexico into Los Angeles. So it's going to be an eight. He knows about that. It'll be an eight state tour that we're getting ready to do.
And that's for it's a fundraiser actually for the Route 66 Billboard Association to help them with their funds so they can put up billboards. They put up one down here in Florida. You know, place you got a place we can put one.
Your father had one. Your father still had a billboard? Yeah, not yet. Oh darn, we had one.
We had
anybody
one.
Out there that has a billboard, we are looking for one, right?
Yeah, we're looking for anywhere we can put them off the road.
Right.
You know, to bring tourism to the road.
Very cool. You know, I mean, you've got such an amazing career and playing guitar. And I was talking to Randy. I said, you know, are you going to be in Florida for a while?
Yeah, we're going to be here. Well, we're going back and then coming back down again because we got some other promotional stuff to do here.
Well, I'd like to actually send you to the Randy Jackson because, you know, with HSN, you get a Randy Jackson guitar. And if you're interested, you know, and be on HSN and you can say, hey, Route 66 live on the air. How's that?
We'll promote it anywhere. Yeah,
I agree. I agree.
Well, our concept is to promote off the road to the road because if you're already on the road, they're there. You need to promote out in the other states. So we're trying to bring that awareness to also the people that are out there on the road saying, hey, we're promoting Route 66.
Right.
Well, you're already here. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I saw you also have a drink, too. There's an energy drink or something.
Well, there's a drink that we've been working on with a company. It's called Fruit 66. That we're going to be distributing down Route 66.
And it is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great drink.
Nice. Very nice. So,
what's different flavors or just one drink?
Yeah, it's different flavors. It's already in the school systems around the country.
Really?
Yeah, we're just going to try to open up a new market for it.
Mm-hmm. Would you be looking for salespeople to help you with that as well?
Well, yeah.
I know.
Interested?
Actually, that's what I do. I promote everything. I sell everything on my show. I try.
You could be like Bubba the Love Sponge and be one of our sponsors. Did what? DNA? That product?
But we could work out a deal. I could do some commercials for you.
Yeah, we'll
and you could cut a jingle here.
We can do that.
I think that would be great.
That'd
what
be
do
great.
You think?
I think that'd be good.
I love that. Randy, it's a deal.
That'd be great.
Okay.
How you like it, Randy?
You told me she was great.
She is great. Both of those ladies are awesome. I love both of them.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
I got to work with them while I was in Florida. And I'll tell you what, if you taste this Fruit 66, I'm telling you what, you won't drink anything else.
Really?
I had three of them already today. Yes, they're great. And, you know, for jingles, Jess is probably, he can come up with a jingle in about 30 seconds. This man, he's a wizard with words. Huh?
Hold on, boy. Don't be drinking all them drinks. You'll get the jitters.
Well, Jess, where are you from originally?
Well, I was raised on Route 66. I was raised actually, I was in transit from Oklahoma and was born in Arkansas. And then Dad and Mom went to Michigan and then to Illinois.
Okay.
So, Braidwood, Illinois. I don't know if you know where that's at. That's where I started becoming aware of who I was as a person. And then we traveled. You know, we lived outside of St. Louis. We lived all up and down Route 66. So it's not, you know, and I actually made my parents a promise I'd do something for the road.
This is you need to do documentary. We just had a film director here, and I know he's listening on the way home, but you need, you know, cameras following you all the time on this. This is like a major documentary for film. And
Yeah,
for like different film festivals. I see that's another thing, Randy.
We have some goals. And Randy can tell you that we have some goals. And the long-term goals for the Billboard Association are to have a fundraiser tour with us to help them generate money and to set in place a tour along Route 66 and maybe in Florida, maybe in another state as a fundraiser for them and eventually have those tours be with major acts and us just opening for them or other acts opening for them, which will launch careers. So we're looking at something here that I feel once we launch that gun with the majors, it gives venues for the majors to play, and everybody's doing a good thing. We want to keep the Billboard Association the focus of everything because without them, and there's other organizations who do a lot of great things, but without them, we don't have billboards.
Right.
We've got one up right now, and somebody says, "Well, that ain't very many," but do they?
But
know
at least
how much
you got one
cost?
Up. Yes, as a beginning.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's right.
Well, your partner over here, you're another performer, and you want to announce your name to everybody? I'm going to swing over to the microphone there we're sharing today.
This is the guitar player. I hope you have auto-tune on this stuff, too, for me. I'm a singer and an acoustic player, but he's the lead guitar player for the group, and he's well-rounded in this. I mean, he's played with a lot of major stars, and if I tell you that, he'll have to kill you, too. Okay.
Well, hi. Just put the mic a little closer and say hi to everybody. You're on five stations.
Hi, everybody. I'm JD.
Nice
hi,
to meet you.
Hi, JD.
JD Gerald.
I don't believe it.
Of course I am.
This reminds me of a tour bus. I don't know why.
I know that guy, man. You're not that guy.
Of course I am.
You're not that guy, man.
Well, welcome. He's going to sing his down. Did you write this?
Well, this song that we're going to do?
Right.
Yeah, I write everything I do.
He writes everything. Okay. And what's the song
on
called
paper,
that you're...
It might be somebody else's song. I write it down.
Well, what's the song that you're going to sing?
Which one are we going to do here? Let's do Along for the Ride. And then we'll play...
Okay, you're live on the air. We're still on 7:20 in the evening on Wednesday. And he is getting ready. How are we doing, Peter? We're good? Wait, what...
He was a dreamer in an 18-wheeler way. And she was a waitress at the Dixie Cafe. And they fell in love as she filled his coffee cup. She threw that apron down, and in that diesel she climbed up. And Route 66 carried them away. Two kids in love on America's highway. If it hadn't been for the mother road, I wouldn't be here today. Route 66, America's highway. Singing to the radio, they made their getaway from the land of Lincoln through the Show Me State. They drove on through the night, and Daddy popped the question underneath that Lone Star sky. And Route 66 carried them away, two kids in love on America's highway. Pronounced them man and wife. The love they made in that old truck gave this old boy his life. And Route 66 carried them away, two kids in love on America's highway.
Aren't you loving this music?
I'm loving it. I'm loving everything about it.
I know. It's so historical. Yes. We got some great amazing
people. It felt like
people.
I was on the roof for a while.
I know. You just close your eyes and you're on that Route 66.
And I've never been on
it. Like a story?
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Randy.
It's like a story when he sings about Route 66.
Yes.
It is. It is. It takes you back.
That song was actually written by, well, J.D. had a hand in that song too, but actually.
Wait, need you on the air.
Yeah, we can't hear him.
The guy sitting next to me, J.D. Gerald, actually had a hand in that song, but Bill Hamilton and I completed the song, and Bill is the CEO of the Route 66 Billboard Association, mm-hmm. and a great guy, and he's a great player himself, too. And that song's kind of incorporated about our parents. So if you're listening to that and you're a truck driver or whatever, that song is actually about.
And they met over a cup of coffee.
Yeah, in a cafe.
Yeah, in the cafe. Yeah. I loved it.
Well, you did listen, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Great ears.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Randy, I'm here.
My phone is just keeps beeping and beeping. I'm getting text message after text message. There's about 1,800 people listening to the show around the world right
now.
Oh, we love
that. Thank you so much. Randy was a special blessing in our life. Actually, he came over to our house, and we met on a fluke. It was God's timing. It was really it was meant to be.
Yes.
You know, I really believe that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to thank you, Randy. And, yes, everybody, if tantalk1340.com, we're also on the network. We have a new website as well, Peter, right?
Yes, we do. TantalkNetwork.com and, of course, TantalkUh1340.com. And, of course, if you have one of those handy-dandy smartphones, make sure you download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the show along with all the fine shows on this radio station. Back to you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Amazing producer. Also has a sports show.
Yeah, I have a sports show. Yeah, Tori's listening. Billy's listening. Earl's listening. There's people keep saying, tell Jeff to say hello to everybody.
Say hello to everybody. And those 1,800 people that are listening are probably all our family. No,
right.
I'm just kidding. But hello, everybody out there. Earl, all you guys.
Jess,
James, all you.
Have you decided to go live on Facebook like I am?
I'm afraid if I went live, somebody'd shoot me.
No, you know, I did that with Austin St. John. You know, he was here. You know, he had 3,500 hits in 5 minutes, you know, with the Gift of the Heart movie. And he was the original Power Rangers. And I'm like, oh, you're coming back. I'm like telling everyone to tune in. I'm like, go live on Facebook. But he didn't know how. And now he's live every day.
And now he's got to go back. He's got to come back to us because the new Power Rangers movie is coming out. So I want to know what he thinks about it. And I bet he has a cameo in it. I bet.
I wonder.
I think that's a good idea.
I know.
I think there's a lot of controversy on Route 66 and that stuff right there. It's great. I love that kind of stuff. I like to post something that makes everybody, hey, what are you doing? You know.
That's right. Hey, Randy, give us, you know, people that don't know, these youngsters that are out there driving and they're going, what is Hollywood Connections all about? Give us a little history of Route 66.
Well, he went down Route 67 because he's not with us anymore. Well,
oh, there
the phone.
He is. Okay, Randy's back. He's probably answering his phone. And in the meantime,
Yes,
he's back. Randy, tell us a little bit of history of Route 66, you know, or anybody here in the studio, because a lot of people that are like, I've never traveled out of Florida. I've never traveled out of, you know, Alabama or wherever they're from. Give us a little history. Anybody want to jump
well,
in?
Well, I can do that.
You know, yeah, just to be better than that, I mean, you know, he's the history in Route 66, man.
Yeah, Route 66 was commissioned in 1926, and Cyrus Avery was the man who was commissioned to make the route Route 66. So in one fail swoop, he changed all the signs and got the highway, beat the Jefferson Highway and beat the Lincoln Highway and started the process into making the road a star. And he did that. It was the first time in history. The road, he hired a publicist to make the road a star because he wanted that commerce and well-being, because there's a lot of great things. The meteor crater's out there. Oh, I want to mention something.
Oh, that's awesome.
The movie Cars is coming out again next year. And most of those people that you see on the other one, which will be the same people, same cars again, are people that are out there on that road.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Mater, his name is Dean. He turns his legs around backwards. I know all these people. So when I say, what a great reality show, because these people
are
characters.
Yes, it sounds like a great reality show.
Oh,
it's just great.
Yes.
And the people out there embrace what we're doing. Now, you know, you get controversy and anything, but we love that.
You said you were born on Route 66 or in the neighborhood.
I was raised on Route 66.
Raised.
Yeah.
And you promised your mother.
Yeah, I promised this project actually started as an album for the family.
Okay.
And before it was finished, my father, you know, asked me what I was going to do with the album. I said, for the family. And he said, well, why don't you do something for the road? And then he passed away.
Okay.
And then I hadn't finished it, and I didn't get it finished before my mother passed away.
Okay.
And she asked, you know, you going to keep his promise?
Yes. I like it.
Well, I think Cars should have actually one of Justin's Route 66 songs on that show.
Yeah, and you should have somebody that really actually was born, too, on Route 66, like kind of find out. That would be a really good find out. Pardon? Oh, you have to talk in the mic. Yep, we can overhear you.
Yeah, the first movie was.
Oh.
And then, but this next movie that's coming out, we've heard that it'll be back on Route 66.
Okay.
So. No, she was talking about somebody that.
Yeah, maybe
born
we
can,
that somebody was born, and we can find somebody that's
never
born.
Never mind then.
I know we have had sense on.
I know a bunch of people born
on Route 66.
Yeah. Well, not actually on the road, but
in
the hospital beside
it. Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or born again on Route 66.
Garth Brooks is actually. Garth, if you're listening, probably not. But Garth, you were born in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
There you go.
And there are a lot of stars were. You know, Woody Guthrie.
What, Peter?
Woody Guthrie, 30 miles from there.
Yeah, we got Brenda on the line. She's got a question for you.
Sure. Hi, you have a question.
Hey, I just wanted to put a shout out to Jess and JD from Brenda, Earl, and Cheryl. We are listening in the comfort of our home. And we love those guys dearly, and we appreciate what they're doing. Just keep promoting. We're still listening to you. We're behind you 100%. We love you, Jess. We love you, JD.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nunley, Tennessee. I'm actually a friend. He called my husband's name a while ago, but not mine. He hollered for Earl, but not Brenda.
Well,
he's going to answer to me when he gets on.
I hope that you're watching us on the World Wide Web on TanTalk1340.com. You can actually see the guys live in the studio with us, and they are amazing.
Well,
They're amazing.
We're actually listening in. We, for some reason, it wouldn't let us watch, but we're listening in. Just wanted to let them know we're supporting them, and we'll be glad when they come home. We do miss them.
Well, we'll have the live video feed up, so you get to see them again.
All right, thanks. Bye, awesome. JD. Bye, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
That's awesome. Love Tennessee. I'll be there this next year.
They are.
Yes. Oh,
what? You'll be there.
Miss World Tourism Pageant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, in Tennessee. So what song you're going to sing live for us, finally?
We're going to sing.
Yes.
By the way, I want to mention, they are supporters of, we have a music hall right beside Loretta Lynn's Kitchen in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, and we have events and things that go on there, live music, and that's it's
we
called
have
Mother
to
Road
go,
Music
Yvonne.
Hall.
I want to know about her kitchen. What does she be serving?
Food.
Oh,
good old
country food.
Yes, Randy.
Matter of fact, that's where I'm talking to you from right now, from Mother Road Music Hall, right here in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee.
Okay.
We have brochures and all kinds of things in there about Route 66.
All right.
The theory is you don't have to be on Route 66 to promote it.
Right.
And I've got a lady beating on my door wanting to say hello to Jeff.
Put her on. You can put her on.
Is that woman I paid?
I made it through the hall, and we're supporting y'all tonight. I actually got to see you up on the big screen, and you can hear me talking, because I've been fighting a cold, but we're getting ready to rock it out here at the hall, doing some karaoke tonight, promoting Route 66 on this end. So keep up the good work, guys.
Your check's in the mail.
Well, guys, if you're over here, too, I want to thank Chris. He's into sports as well. He's going to help out with some sports reporting, and he's actually going to be working with me on some things out and about. But he's the one to thank him for the See's candy. Yes.
Oh, you thank you. Yeah. Why, did you go trick-or-treating and get this candy? Man, you did good.
Awesome. Yes, go ahead, Randy.
Did they show you the Route 66 guitar yet?
Yes. Actually, I'm just putting that live on Facebook again. That is amazing with Loretta Lynn's picture on the back. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Just gorgeous.
Did everybody see that already?
You can show it again on Facebook. We're getting a lot of people. We have my brother. He loves guitar. We have Susie Rodriguez. We have Kenny Ray. We have Marty. Ellen. We still have a lot of people that are, look at how gorgeous this is. My goodness. Now, this is so beautiful.
That's the back.
Look at that.
The front. There's the signature.
Oh, wow.
It's real.
You're all missing this here in the studio, but you can actually see us live later tonight. But if somebody would like to buy this guitar, how much can you go in the mic?
Okay. These guitars are not for sale. There's only 10 of them in the world. There'll only be 10 of them. The way you can get one of them, though, is let me get this CD. Hold on.
Okay. So, and what is it made? I mean, is this acoustic?
Well, this is an electric guitar.
Electric.
And
see what I know. I'm
call it a virtuoso guitar. You have to be a virtuoso to play it, which I'm not, because I only got one knob. But this guitar, there's only 10 of them. We've given away 6 already, and the money that's generated from that goes to the keeping the hall going and promoting Route 66 and that type of thing. But this is given away January 31st. We're going to be doing a...
December
31st. I keep saying January. December 31st.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, because we're doing... The US 66 band will be performing at the hall and giving one of these away. So if you hadn't got your tickets yet, folks, better get them now.
Yeah, tell them how to get those tickets to get... try.
Golly, I wish Bill was here now. Bill Hamilton is the CEO of the Route 66 Billboard Association. So I want to say hi, Bill, and I appreciate you. He's also one of my best friends.
Same here, brother.
You can actually, JD or myself, and he's got a website, and I don't remember what the website. I really came prepared, didn't I?
No, you're amazing. I'm in awe of the whole Route 66 thing here. Thank you, Randy.
Randy will find that out for us, won't you, Randy? Call Bill. Bill, call in. Yeah, Bill, if you're out there, call in, because I know you got a telephone. I think the bill's paid.
So, anyways, that's how we do it. And so let's. I want to hear you sing. Already, are you ready?
Yeah, we'll do one.
All right, just
you got auto tune on this now, folks. Here we go. Seventeen and wild. Didn't have us a plan. Just two kids out to see the world in my 76 Trans Am. Rolling down old Route 66.
just like Bonnie and Clyde. T-tops off and the windows down. We were burning up the night. I said, baby, let's head out to Vegas. Got enough gas and this fast car can take us. She said, if you got the time, I'm along for the ride. This old world spins away too fast. Ain't it funny how time flies? That old car sitting out in the barn, and that woman still by my side. I took the T-tops off and I got her running. Through a cloud of smoke, she said, boy, what you doing? And I said, baby, let's head out to Vegas. Got enough gas and this fast car can take us. She said, if you got the time, I'm along for the ride. I'm along for the ride. Just along for the ride. Oh, come on, baby. Let's lay the ragtop down and cruise down old Route 66. Let's go.
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
Fabulous.
Ooh, I think this is one of the best chickens. Shows we've ever had, Randy, in a long time. But I have all so many amazing guests, but I love music, and yeah. I'm learning the Keith Urban guitar myself.
Are you?
I'm trying. Well, I was on Sunday. I had a spot. Yeah, I had a lot of people on. So, yeah, it was really cool. And so let me ask you this. Can we have another song? That was so amazing.
You can?
Yes.
We've got another one in. It was amazing. Thank you for your sympathy.
No. Okay, I know what the listeners...
I want to tell you something. I told somebody this. I may not be the greatest singer, but I can tell you what.
What?
I can sing flat.
You're amazingly great. Isn't he good, Peter?
Hey, guys.
He's really good.
I know.
I like it.
We have stars in the studio.
Looks like it runs in the family, I guess.
This is a thing that we did. Did you tune that down?
I will.
We're going to do one that's kind of newish and kind of... incorporation of another song that has been we've changed the lyrics to it and made it a Route 66 song. So Mark Peterson, if you're out there, listen to this. You're gonna love it. Mm-hmm. I love this song, by the way.
Ready?
Wait a minute, let me set this up. Okay,
all right, set it up.
This song was actually written about somebody in a divorce situation, and now the guy's about to take off on Route 66.
Uh-oh.
This is what we call kind of a wailing outlaw thing, which I love. I grew up in it. I'm old. What can I say?
What's your secret? You'll tell us after.
Oh. Preparation H is what Randy told me it works. Under your eyes. I don't know.
They told me that, too.
Okay, this thing called I Gotta Get Out of Here, and after that, what I just said, we probably do. Okay. Ready?
Oh, the sun refuses to shine in this world of hers and mine. I've been trying to hold on to something that's gone, a fire that's so hard to find. Scared she's gonna tell me goodbye. I'm tired of walking in fear, but I don't have to go crazy. Hey, I've just gotta get out of here. I feel like running, wanna hear some wheels humming, see some telephone poles flying by. Need a new direction where I don't feel rejected, don't wanna hear that last goodbye. Gotta get out from under all this rain and thunder, keep on going until my head is clear. All I know, it's time to jump up and go. Route 66, here I come. I've been watching that clock on the wall, like waiting for a hammer to fall. If I got up and walked right out of here, I doubt if she'd notice at all. I could come back for my clothes, my boat, and my fishing gear, but I don't feel like packing up and right now. Hey, I've just gotta get out of here. I feel like running, wanna hear some wheels humming, see some telephone poles flying by. I need a new direction where I don't feel rejected, don't wanna hear her last goodbye. Gotta get up from under all this rain and thunder, keep on going until my head is clear. All I know, I got to jump up and go. Route 66, here I come. I feel like running, wanna hear some wheels humming, see some telephone poles flying by. Need a new direction where I don't feel rejected, don't wanna hear that last goodbye. Gotta get up from under all this rain and thunder, keep on going until my head is clear. All I know, I got to jump up and go. Route 66, here I come.
Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful.
I just wanted to see you do that one more time so your face turned red. Thank you, Auto-Tune.
Oh, beautiful.
So I know, you know, people want to know, Randy and, you know, Jess, and where does Route 66 start at and where does it end?
I was wondering the same question.
Tell them, Randy.
Randy.
It starts in Chicago, Illinois. Oh. And it ends in L.A., I believe. In
Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, California.
Santa Barbara. Oh.
Wow.
Santa Monica.
Did you
yeah.
know that?
Santa Monica Bay, yeah.
Wow.
Never knew that.
Learn something new every day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you
hey,
know.
By the way, anybody wants tickets for the New Year's Eve, it's eventbrite.com, Jeff. Eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.com. Check it out.
There we go.
And if Don, if you'll give the number to the radio station, I've got people just dying trying to call. And Billy's trying to get on the line right now. He can't get the number to
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340. And those are the two call-in numbers. And Randy, while they're calling in, I just want to introduce you because you have a background in this as well, but also you hold a championship.
Yes, I hold a lot of names, a lot of titles, a lot of hats. But yes, I was a wrestler for many years, and now I'm wrestling with Route 66.
That's yes. cute.
And right now, we want to have the biggest event party of the United States has ever seen with Route 66, Jess McIntyre, and the U.S., America's U.S. Route 66 band. And I just want to tell everybody to make sure to check the event calendar on Facebook and check Route 66 news, pictures, anything to do with Route 66. We're going to be out there, and we need everybody's support. And come on, we got to wrestle this to make it right.
Randy, where is this going to take place at?
Again?
Where will this take place, this event?
Right now, we're looking at a bunch of different spots. We're trying to do a lot of booking.
Okay.
We'll start in Chicago, and then we'll be in Missouri and stuff like that. The dates will be up on the Route 66 Project.com Facebook page. So Billy Hamilton, he's trying to call in right now, so hopefully he can get in. He can give you guys more stuff on where everything's going to be. But we're trying to book and make this a big show. We get a lot of people out there, you know, for new acts and old acts. And Jess is one of the best acts out there, and him and JD, I love both of you guys. I'm glad you guys brought me on board to be a part of the Route 66 project.
Your check's in the mail.
I could be the roving reporter on and getting all the testimonies. I could.
And I can help. I can help her. We all could be a part of it.
I know, that's super exciting. So anyways, you have a question for Randy.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Randy, you're in wrestling. What organizations? Just curious. WWF, WWE, WCW, which ones?
I was on the NWA, the original NWA. I was part of the Midnight Express. Last time I was in the station with Don, I had my belt in there. I think we were in there with Rita or something like that, and the Michael Jackson impersonator. And stuff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Now he's in Tennessee, and look where God has taken him. Route 66.
Well, TNA actually used to be in Tennessee, but they're not there anymore because Jeff Jarrett doesn't own it. But what do you think of the product right now in wrestling? Are you liking it? Do you think they should build more characters? What do you think of it?
I think wrestling right now is at its highest point. It's the number one and number two show in America. It beats the Super Bowl. It beats all the NHL, any sports. It's the largest entertainment sport in the world today. And wrestling's growing, and you know, it's out there again, and wrestling is just not a bunch of people beating each other up, but they raise a lot of money for kids, for cancer, for brain tumors for children, and a lot of stuff. And we're hoping to God that maybe we get something together with Route 66 and the WWE and come up with some kind of a wrestling show that we could do also through Route 66 and have a Route 66 heavyweight championship belt. So we're working on that stuff right now. Route 66, we have so much going on right now, and we're just trying to really build this up. And Jess, he is the master of disaster. He is the king of sting.
Let's me and you wrestle. Wrestling on Route 66.
If anything, these guys could definitely do a theme song for a country wrestler. I mean, I could see it. They're very talented. Better than some of the themes that are on WWE, just my opinion.
Look at all these good ideas.
We'll call it Take Down.
I bet you Jess could come up with one within 3 seconds after I told him to go ahead and do it. I'm putting him on the spot. This man is fucked with words, you know.
Please don't tell me to do
that. Well, in the meantime, do you have another caller? Are we have somebody on their line?
No, we don't. I'm waiting for it, but it's not coming.
Did you want to give them that number again? It's 727-441-3000. You said you had somebody that you needed to talk to, Jess?
Yeah, Billy Hamilton. A bunch of people are texting me saying they're trying to call in, but I don't know if there's a problem with the phone lines tonight, cell phones, or what. Well, there's a lot of storms out here, so.
Oh, that could be.
Maybe the storms, not us. We don't have any storms. Let's not go there.
We opened.
We had the clock tower hit on the electric one night here. Of course, that was interesting. Oh. I think, Randy, you were in the studio with us.
I was in the studio that night. I hit the lightning,
That's right. I think Peter's answering the phone now. So do you have a question, Chris, for these guys, real quick? Anything that comes to mind? Real quick, you're live on the air.
All right, thank you.
Where can I get your guys' CD?
Well, you can log on to motherroadmusic.com, or you can go to the RTE66 billboardassociation.com. You can go to either one of those, and then it links over to ours so you can get it. And I want to know, does this microphone that I'm on sound as good as you do?
It's just my voice. I don't know. I can't.
No, your voice sounds very good.
Sounds really good. Voice sounds really good. And you were talking about Waylon. I think you were talking about Waylon Jennings and the Outlaws. I mean, look, country music's not my thing, but my mother and my grandma, who was alive, used to be alive, but it's not anymore, used to like country music, and she would have been proud of that. That was great. That was good stuff, man.
We're going to make you country before we leave.
Well, guess what Santa's bringing me?
I know who I like, Willie Nelson.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, I love him.
I love Willie.
Santa's going to bring me some new cowboy boots.
Oh, and Dolly Parton.
I never wore those. Whoa. I haven't worn those since I was like 4 years old. So.
Okay, so we have another caller.
We do.
Hi, you're live on the air. Tan Talk Radio, 106.1 FM.
Yes, this is Bill Hamilton.
Hey, Bill.
I'm
the CEO of ProjectRoute66.com, and I'm so proud of my guys that are there, and Randy that's over at the hall right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you guys putting us on air and putting the word out about Route 66.
While we got him there, can I mention something real quick?
Go ahead.
Bill is going to have surgery. He's been out of it for a while, and I think I'm not doing a plug for my doll, but I think that's helped him a bunch because it does work on your back. Randy gave him that. All the wrestlers use it. I didn't know that, but we're going to do a benefit for Bill at the hall to help raise some money for your surgery, bud. Okay,
Just
thought I'd let you know that.
Thank you for that, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And if somebody would like to contribute, we have a lot of people here in Clearwater, Tampa area, as well as the World Wide Web, that would like to help out. We've done this before with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they send some money to help Bill with this?
They can log on to ProjectRoute66.com, and there's a donation button there that you can click on, and you can pay by credit card, or you can also mail in a check or money order to ProjectRoute66.com. And also to clarify the other address Jess put up there, it should be visit RT66.com to go there. We'd also take you to Project Route 66. And Eventbrite, if you go to Eventbrite.com, you can go in there and put it under the search engine, put in US 66 band, and that's where you can get your tickets for the New Year's Eve party.
Oh, okay.
Can I make a challenge for everybody that's out there is listening?
Sure.
Oh, this isn't for you, Bill, but it's for the billboards. I challenge everybody. I'm going to tell you right now, I pledge you $100 this week out of my own pocket, not out of the funds off of anything else that we help generate for you, because I know how the hall's doing, and I know you're doing some great work there. So I'm going to pledge $100, and everybody that's listening, I'd like you to pledge $100, especially the fans of the hall that go there all the time. They need your support.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yes, we do, big time.
Well, we're going to have you come in and cut a commercial. I think we'll work on that for my shows as well, and I'll take out one of my commercials, and we'll air that during the week with 10 spots for you guys.
That'd be great.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
That's my gift to you. I know we also have another lady that is on the air. We know we're good. Peter's like, what?
I was joking. You didn't read it, did you?
Yes, I did. I'm like, okay, she's calling in.
She's calling in.
Okay,
Celebrity
Peter.
Obsession.
I know. We love her, too.
And we do.
Yeah, an amazing book. So in the meantime.
Oh, the Hollywood Obsession.
Peter's got us going here. I know. He's like, okay. I'm like, who else is on the line? All right. Okay. So in the meantime, guys, we have like 7 minutes left, I think, here. Is there anything else that you want to say? We want to thank you for so much for being here.
I can't believe it went that fast.
It goes fast.
Isn't it?
Well, could you play that last song?
Sure. What's the last song?
It's one. You can judge it. It's recorded. You did it live, and he can play it. It's called Along for the Ride. Have him play that one as we go out.
Yes.
And everybody can.
You guys should just do it.
Compare. We just did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
I want you to play the recorded version.
Yes.
Oh, I like the live version better.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, seriously.
You're a rock player. You're lucky the recorded version.
These guys are awesome. You guys are awesome, seriously.
Before we do.
You know what? I want to say something. You guys made Route 66 come alive.
Yep, you did.
All the different things that can happen on the route.
Oh, it can.
Anything you could think about can happen. And that's why I think it would be a great reality show.
Now, I just want to ask you, with Loretta Lynn on here, now tell us, you know, there's some songs with her on here as well.
Yeah, he played that one earlier. It's called Old Route 66. She wrote it for the project.
That's beautiful. Okay. Just want to let the listeners know about that again so they know. And then also, will she be going on tour with you at all and appearing?
No. She's Loretta's up there.
I know.
She's signed a new record deal, so.
Wow.
But if things work out right, I think Bill was working on something, and I don't know if that fell through or not. Did that fall through, Bill?
I'm still working on it.
Okay. You still
working. And maybe we can convince the folks at the Route 66 Casino there in New Mexico to help us out on that part.
So if you're listening, Route 66 Casino,
ooh, where's
wake
that?
Up.
My brother was.
We're working hard on that, Jeff.
I like casinos. I like Route 66 in New Mexico. Hey, the Hard Rock just wrote me today. They're giving me a free bottle of vodka.
Oh!
And free parking. We want to thank them. And
one in Tampa?
Yeah, free parking and $15 free play. I don't play that much, but I do play Keno.
Oh.
Like casinos.
All right. They do is take money from me when I go there.
Me too. I take all my money.
Oh, but we'll have to go sometime.
I do go sometime, but I haven't been in a while.
Well, we'll go.
Oh, okay.
We'll go.
Well, thank you,
Tampa. I want to go to Las Vegas.
We had fun.
We're glad you're here. Thank you again. And Peter, let's play that last song. We want to thank you. Chris, did you enjoy the show today? And we've got a media pass for you as well. And Yvonne, any last words?
No, thank you for coming, guys. I really, truly enjoyed you.
Thank you.
Me too. And Randy, any last words?
Dawn, Yvonne, I love both of you. I can't wait to come back to Florida and be on the air with you.
Thank you.
And everybody, please come out and support Project Route 66.
Oh, thank you for sending them to us.
What a blessing, Randy. God bless. And super excited for your life. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Bye. In my 76 Trans Am, rolling down old Route 66, just like Bonnie and Clyde. T-tops off and the windows down, we were burning up the night. I said, baby, let's head out to Vegas. Got enough gas and this fast car can take us. She said, if you got the time, I'm just along for the ride.
This old world spins way too fast. Ain't it funny how time flies? That old car sitting out in the barn, and that woman still by my side. Smoke, she said, boy, what you doing? I said, baby, let's head out to Vegas. This old car, it can still take us. Won't you say it one more time? I'm just along for the ride. 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 Just along for the ride.
Okay, Yvonne, we have 2 minutes left.
Yes, we had an enjoyable time.
I know. Also, too, is December 10th. I want to talk about, you know, the General Hospital guys coming in.
Okay.
That we're going to be at this event, and I'll be posting the flyer on my Facebook wall. Actually, I'll be putting it on HollywoodConnections.biz. We are giving a giveaway for some people as well that can write me before, I would say, before the next show.
Okay.
Because why they want to meet these three gentlemen that are actors from General Hospital, and they may get to meet them.
And I kiss them?
You're going to meet them as well.
Yes. I'll go meet them.
There you, you're coming too. And we want to thank everybody that is working on that project as
yes,
well.
Yes, what about the, Sunday?
Yes, that'll be the Indian Rocks Beach Christmas Parade. You'll see us there. We'll be waving, throwing out candy, and we're super excited. We'll see you there.
Yes.
And we also have Largo Christmas Parade December 17th coming up as well.
Okay.
And we want to thank you, Peter. Did you have a fun show today?
Absolutely. Had a great time, as always.
Thank you. Aren't these guys wonderful?
They're great. They are. They're really good.
I know. Peter might want a CD, too.
I got him right here.
Everybody else, God bless. Give it to him. Watch things happen and start your day with that. And Randy, we want to thank you so much for calling in and being a part of our show. You are amazing and we miss you. We just love what you're doing and God bless. Thank you everybody for tuning in. HollywoodConnections.biz. Good
night.
Have
a good evening. Bye-bye.